Exclusive, GOP adMaker responds to Ocasio-Cortez. I'm getting death threats from your socialist supporters. By Robert Krajicek on September 14, 2019. I'm currently getting death threats since the ad aired, said Elizabeth Heng, founder of the Political Action Committee, PAC, New Faces of the GOP, referring to a political advertisement produced by her PAC depicting Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and referencing the Cambodian genocide that aired during Thursday's ABC-hosted Democrat debate. Ocasio-Cortez described the advertisement as violent, racist, false, and a love letter to the GOP's white supremacist case. The other three politicians of the squad echoed Ocasio-Cortez's comments, with Reps. Ilhan Omar, DMN, Ayanna Pressley, DMA, and Rashida Tlaib, DME, describing the video commercial as a televised death threat. Heng joined Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight for an interview with host Rebecca Mansour and special guest host Rick Manning. Listen. If we want to talk about what incites violence, socialism does, Heng stated. My parents lived through a socialist regime that murdered millions of innocent civilians, and I'm currently getting death threats since the ad aired. The only people inciting violence are the radical left, who can't defend their ideas with facts, so they resort to horrible personal attacks, and as we've seen, even death threats. Heng added, I put out an ad challenging OC socialist views, and she came back and called me a bunch of names. That should tell you everything you really need to know about the face of socialism, right now, in our country. Watch. Heng continued, I don't think it's appropriate to ever threaten anybody, member of Congress or not, but it's so important to be able to have this discussion in our country about what true socialism is, and what it's done without being attacked through death threats, or anything else. That's why it's so important to me to hold on to those fundamental freedoms and values of freedom of speech, for example, and to make sure that we are able to have diverse political thoughts in this country. It seems like every single time a conservative speaks up, the left consistently wants to ban them, censor them, boycott them. Special taxpayer-funded security services has provided to elected officials, noted Mansour. She's saying she's getting threats and needs heightened security. She's a member of Congress. She always does. She's going to be protected as a member of Congress. You won't be. Heng described her PAC's mission as combating left-wing ideology. It was so important for me to create new faces of the GOP, to force the discussion and highlight the radical ideologies that the far left continues to push forward and is starting to impact and have a ripple effect within mainstream America, and that scares me. Heng went on, so my goal with this is to look for strong conservative leaders all across the country to help spread our message and to recruit the next generation of Republican leaders and to help elevate them so that we can grow our party and make sure that we can be the antidote to the Ocasio-Cortezes of the world. We're looking for talent all across the country to help build a strategy for people to run for office and to speak up and out against socialism. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.